I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now at the DNC in Philadelphia for the start of the Democratic National Convention. And for a start, there's been a lot of action. Democrats had hoped to present a unified, optimistic front after last week's GOP gathering. Well, those hopes were dashed yesterday when hacked emails from the Democratic Committee revealed the party undermined Bernie Sanders' campaign. But Chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz said she would not step down until the end of the week, and she would gavel in the convention this afternoon. And she was heartily booed this morning as she addressed delegates from her home state of Florida.
So I can see there's a little bit of interest in my being here, and I appreciate that interest, and a little bit of interest from the press. But that really shows you that Florida is the most significant battleground state that will make sure that Hillary Clinton is elected president of the United States of America.
Well, what it really showed people, that delegates were very angry at her and the party, and now NPR has confirmed that Debbie Wasserman Schultz will not gavel in the proceedings this afternoon as planned. How angry are Sanders supporters? Well, he just finished speaking with them, and they booed him, too, for saying they must vote for Clinton.
Immediately, right now, we have got to defeat Donald Trump. And we have got to elect Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine.
Big boo there. Well, before this tumult, when it was thought that Schultz would speak today, we bumped into Michigan Senator Debbie Stabenow and asked her, how do the Democrats fix this?
Well, I think it is fixed in the sense that the emails were wrong. People know that, and she has stepped down. I want to see as much party unity as possible because the real focus today is on hearing from Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and our wonderful First Lady and Cory Booker. And
also, this is just unfortunate for the Democratic Party because it's about emails. And it's, of course, relaunched all the concerns that were expressed all last week about your nominee, Hillary Clinton, that there's something corrupt, that there's something unsavory having to do with emails. How do you...
But this has nothing to do with that. I mean, this is... There are hundreds of people that work for the DNC, and some folks said something in emails, and they're supposed to be unbiased and neutral in the race, and so what they said was wrong. That has nothing to do... Hillary didn't write those. She had nothing to do with those. I think the bigger question for me is why we have Russian hackers that are getting into the DNC, the question of why they're choosing now to unleash these, and there's a whole bunch of questions I have about Donald Trump's relationship with Putin and his willingness to walk away from NATO allies.
Well, they should say that the Democratic Party says that there are some security officials that have told them that these were Russian hackers and that the party had concern and that the White House even had concern that Russian hackers were going to try to somehow manipulate or interfere with the election. I just want to ask you one other thing about the email, Senator, because I know you want to talk about your candidate, but it wasn't just that the DNC was seen to be putting its thumb on the scales and favoring Hillary Clinton over Bernie Sanders. There was a tone expressed. There was name-calling. There was, you know, speculation about his religion. It's unseemly. It's unsavory. You know,
well, he was wrong. I mean, I looked at those and I said, you know, that's terrible. That's wrong. And the people that did that, I mean, certainly the head of the DNC needed to step down, and I supported that happening. So things like that happen, and the important thing is how people react to it, because it was wrong. But what we have is a situation where she has stepped down, and we have a great convention ahead of us.
Let's talk about what you hope happens this week. What do you think Hillary Clinton has to do off of last week? What's one message that you really want to hear from her, having heard from the Republicans?
Well, first of all, with the Republicans, it was so much fear-mongering and divisiveness and name-calling. It was shocking to me. What you're going to hear is a very different tone. We really do believe that the country is stronger if everybody's together. We really do respect people of all backgrounds and faiths and lifestyles. And so you're going to see that reflected on the stage. And we also will see the complete story of Hillary Clinton, not just what the Republicans are constantly attacking her on and the caricatures they try to make of her, but, you know, the young woman and the Children's Defense Fund attorney that could have gone to Wall Street but decided she wanted to fight to protect children. That's when I met her.
So how ironic that the party worked so hard and managed to have, unlike the Ted Cruz moment last week, managed to at least have some sort of olive branch with her biggest rival, Bernie Sanders. He's going to be speaking. That was removed from the table, and yet he'll be speaking.
Well, these things happen in politics, and they always, if they do happen, get blown up, and this has been blown up in the last 24 hours, and I thought it would be settled when she stepped down. And so,
but she hasn't stepped away.
She hasn't stepped away until the end of the convention. And so, but I would just say there's a whole lot more to this. There's a whole lot more to the Democratic values and the party than one person, than any of us, and what you're going to see on display is a wonderful array of thoughtful, caring public servants and people who desperately want to move our country forward together.
Senator Stabenow, thank you so much.
You're welcome.